Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to Love is Here, a voice of light in the darkness, here on the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel. Welcome, and let's begin a new episode of the podcast show about the oppressed spirit and hearing from voices of wonderful, precious people from the darkness and the pillars of understanding from the kingdom of heaven, from the very heart of the King, the great I Am, the Father of creation and of all humanity. I had to learn about Isaiah 61 and 62. So let's begin this episode. Bye-bye. Hello, my wonderful podcast show watchers, subscribers, listeners. I am Pastor Deborah. I always like to come to you after several of the podcast shows where you only hear my voice. I am recording today about lions. I'm doing a word of encouragement, a YouTube short, and I'm going to make this short little video to add into the next podcast show for you so you can understand the oppressed spirit, both from within yourself, of your spirit and your soul, and out in the world. I want to let you listen to some words by King David. King David of ancient Israel, in Psalms 57, 4 through 6, wrote to us, spoke to us out of his own life when he was under attack, when his family was after him, when he was having to run even from his own people. He was attacked often, and he spoke to us. And this guy right here from Pixabay, this lion, is going to help us understand ourselves, our thoughts, our spirit, and our enemies. So let's listen to King David out of Psalms 57, 4 through 6, the Authorized King James Bible. This is King David, and he is still speaking to us. Verse number 4. My soul and my spirit is among lions. Get a picture of this. You are either one of the lions or you are a prey. And they are standing by the edges, watching, waiting for their moment to attack and devour you. And I lie even among them that are set on fire. Do you lie among people whose hearts and minds are filled with fire? Is it passion? Is it revenge? Is it lust? Is it greed? What kind of fire is it? The fire of righteousness? The fire to help people? Good questions to be asking yourself. I lie even among the sons of humanity, of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose words that speak to my ears that bring concepts, that yell, scream, shout, try to use words to shape me and form me, devour me. David is saying, whose teeth are spears and arrows. They chomp at me. They crush me. They bite me. Words can do that. Pressure. Cutting. You look at his teeth. Oh my gosh, he got some power in his jaws. He just roars and the animals fear him. And their tongue is a sharp sword. We learn in the Authorized King James Bible that words are spears and swords. They can be thrown out through our mouth. They can cut us into pieces by our words. They can slice us. Even in the realm of the spirit, words have power. Words have spiritual things connected to them. King David is saying even their tongue, the little small part of our body, is full of power, authority. It's a sharp sword that can cut and devour someone else. Verse 5. Be you spiritually exalted, O God, the God of ancient Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Noah, the God of ancient Adam, the God of the Garden of Eden, the Kingdom of Heaven, the Father of Christ Jesus, who David did not know yet, but would meet later. Be you spiritually exalted, O God, above the heavens, above the stars and that I can see in the sky. David looked up when he was out in the fields at the stars. Many of us do. We wonder and we ponder about the light, the expanse of the universe. We look at the sun and the moon, and we believe beyond earthly things. Oh, let your spiritual glory be above all the earth. He's saying this earth is a mess. There's lions like this guy. They devour us. They bite us. Their tongues and teeth are sharp. Be above that, Lord. Be like the stars in the sky, radiant, shining, faithful. Be above all that's on the earth, he said. Verse 6. These lions that lie among us, they have spiritually prepared a spiritual pit, a net for my steps. Do you know there are people out there trying to capture you through words? They dig a pit for you to ruin, a concept, a belief, through their words, their propaganda, their videos, the pressure, follow the herd. Offering you free gifts, they are trying to lead you to a pit where they can take you out, keep you there waiting till they decide to eat you alive. And you are no longer who you are, but you are a part of them. We learn if you eat something, it becomes a part of you. A lion is fierce. So you become a part of a lion yourself when you are taken in. David goes on and said, my soul is spiritually bowed down. It is so fearful. It is weak. It trembles. It has no hope. It's hopeless. There is nobody that loves me. Everybody's out to get me. They're all lions, he's saying. I live in fear of death all the time. They have spiritually dug a spiritual pit before me. I know they're there. I am aware that I have enemies, David is saying. I know the lions are there. They've dug a pit. They have made their plans and they are waiting and driving me, herding me right into the pit. Yeah. Just like hunters do to drive something to a trap. David was smart. Are you? Do you realize there are pits out there for you? And you're being herded by thoughts, words, feelings, lusts, desires, greed, pleasure, wanting to belong to the right side, wanting to go along with the herd. David goes on and says, and into the spiritual mist thereof, these lions have spiritually fallen in themselves. Do you think a politician who talks to you has not already fallen into the pit himself? He is there calling for you to join them. Support them. Become a part with them, wherever they are. But they'll dominate you. They'll put pressure on you through words, through finances. They're there. They are lions among us. Their teeth, their words are fire. Their teeth are as spears. Their tongue and their words are as arrows. And I wanted to bring this to you from King David. So as we're working through the podcast show of Agape Love is here, a voice of light in the darkness. In this episode, you're going to hear some more true stories about people who the lions got a hold of. And they became a oppressed spirit. And you're going to continue to hear of the foundational scriptures of Isaiah 61 and 62 that were foundational pillars in my life to help you to understand the God of the stars, even the God who created the lions and the earth and you. Oh, he didn't make you the way you are. You were born that way. You were born into slavery, to darkness, even your genes, your DNA, and your sperm and eggs have been altered and changed, perverted. From long, long ago, that's another story. You are born into captivity, into ignorance spiritually. You are born into lust and greed, a child of the Satan, the adversary of God. My job is to bring to you truth. So I'm bringing King David to you. Let him talk to you a little bit about what kind of world you live in and how you become an oppressed spirit. And then in Isaiah 61 and 62, we learn what that is and what has to happen to you to no longer be an oppressed spirit. What has to come off of you, what has to change, be transformed, sort of born again, reincarnated. So this short video of lions, fire, spears, and arrows by King David out of Psalm 57, 4, 6 is to help you here in this podcast show. Yeah, of love is here, a voice of light in the darkness. You have to understand yourself, who you are spiritually. You might be sound asleep in a trance. You might be a multiple personality person, a politician that lies on the cameras. You might be a drug trafficker, greedy for money and life. You might be a used and thrown away sex object. You might be one trying to get my money through lottery, gambling, trying to abuse me through drugs and alcohol, kill me, destroy me, all for money. So I just wanted to come to you and say, hi, I'm still here. It's still my voice. Doing all right. I'm 72. It's getting springtime here on the Gulf Coast, so we're doing all right. So you continue to listen to this podcast and learn more about you, about me, about humanity, and agape love itself. And I'll see you out there in the realm of the spirit. Bye. Hello, Pastor Deborah here. I'm coming to you in a little different way this time on this podcast show. Agape Love is here, a voice in the light. I've already had a little section before about some words called lions. Now I want to come to you with a true prayer out of the darkness. This video comes from Pixabay to help show you where I had to learn how to go. This was the darkened heart and mind of a precious young person that I had fallen in love with. I think she was about 14. And when she wrote to me this, out of her darkness, her multiplicity, it helped me to understand even deeper the oppressed spirit and how the love of God that I learned about in Isaiah 61 and 62 would work and was needed in her life. And I want you to hear her prayer for help here on this episode of the Love is Here podcast show of the Hidden Kingdoms, a voice of light in the dark. So let's listen. A prayer for help. written and sent to me in 1999 by a 16-year-old multi-generational Satanist who I had led to the Lord Jesus Christ in October 1998. That was Miss Amanda. She was 14 at the time. But at this time, when she wrote this to me, she was unable to break free of a life of Satanism in her life. She was a prolific writer to me. She wanted to talk. She wrote. She would mail them to me, hand them to me in church, hand them to me through people. So let's listen. 1999. I wrote this letter to Jesus. I am not sure how this prayer thing is supposed to work, so I figured you would know what to do with this, so I'm giving it to you. I meant every word, and I got angel. This was one of this precious child's many dark side personalities up for it. While I was writing the letter, both sides, my dark and my light side, are aware of this letter or prayer thing. So now what? Please pray for me. And this is what she wrote. Dear Jesus, I really want to get to know you. I am sick of my life in Satanism. I want out of my heritage and blood contracts with Satan. And I want the freedom for me and my children that you give. I know you've sent people into my life that through them we can come to know you and your Father. I believe you and your words are true. Miss Amanda was sent to the Brownsville Assembly of God Revival to come after me, Pastor Deborah. I had been praying and crying for these lost ones. I didn't pray or ask God for anything else for me. I was on my way to heaven. I believed. But these ones, like Miss Amanda in multi-generational Satanism, witchcraft, the occult, heavy metal music, non-believers were on their way to hell. And all I could do was cry for them. During praise and worship and prayer time, I would break down for months and months. There's a wonderful video in the King's International Spiritual Care University called The Valley of Tears. I went through it. God has to check your heart for the lost. He has to see if your tears are true. Are you praying to Him to be blessed yourself? Or your family? Or are you crying for the unsaved? Through Steve Hill, who was an evangelist in Argentina, I learned to pray for the lost. But they were more important to God. I was on my way. God would work with me and keep me. I was going to a better place upon death, but not the Miss Amanda's and her family and millions and millions and millions and millions of other people, unbelievers. So I cried. So they were sent in, the Black Forest Clan, Miss Amanda, to take me out. They were to threaten me to stop crying and loving them because earthquakes were happening. Sort of like this. Light was breaking through their dark world. Love was coming. A voice would come in their spirits. Voices would come into the meetings. I would come at light into satanic meetings. My heart was breaking for the Amandas, her family, and others. I didn't know anybody's name at the time. So Miss Amanda was sent in, and I met her October the 9th, 1998. Her satanic birthday led her to the Lord, and from then on, the spiritual mother and daughter were connected. So she wrote this. She attended the Brownsville Revival. Most of her family did. A light side would show up, but the dark side was listening. Light was breaking through. Miss Amanda wanted freedom. She couldn't raise her arms. She couldn't sing in church without getting choked by the demonic spirits in her. She was being tortured for participating, worshiping, singing. She was a great singer. She was a beautiful voice. So this was her prayer for help to Jesus of the Brownsville Revival. She loved Steve Hill. She loved the music of Linda Cooley. She loved Pastor Kilpatrick. And this was a worldwide revival. It lasted 5 years. You can see it on the YouTube channel. There's a lot of Brownsville, Linda Cooley, Steve Hill. You can see the atmosphere Pastor Deborah lived in and got touched in to reach you today. Miss Manda goes on in her prayer for help. I believe that you died for us because you love us and you chose to give up your own life so that we could live and be saved from hell. She got revelation and truth from Steve. She got touched by the light. I believe all that and I want a different life for me and my children. I want to see my family and friends saved and out of Satanism. I believe you can do that. I want to know you as Father and Lord, as my Master. I want to live the life as a child of God. They all do. Some don't get it till their death. Manda's still alive. She's been in and out of prison, in and out of state mental institutions. She's lost her mother, her father, her lover, her friends. But she's still here. Even out on the streets and in the jail, she's evangelizing. The spirit of her loves this God and she isn't quitting. Sometimes it gets rough and I have to kind of encourage her. But she's out there still. I believe in my heart that it was your plans that I met you and Jan. That was my name before I became Pastor Deborah. Jan was my name at that time until much later, and the Lord transitioned me to my first name, Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Guess what her mother's name was? Deborah. Strange. Which is another story in itself, which is called It's Time. And entered into your kingdom. I don't think Satan is father. I feel drawn to you and your people. But I feel totally trapped in the darkness. My children are being hurt beyond comprehension. And I cannot do anything about it. I don't want my family and friends dying and going to hell. I want to see us all free and saved. Jesus, I'm tired of all the rituals and meetings and sacrifices to Satan. I'm sick of the pregnancies and then watching them get mutilated for Satan's pleasure. I am sick of giving myself and my children to an empty religion and to Satan. I want to be free, but I don't know how to be free. I need help. I know there will be battles, but I am strong and I will fight for our freedom if you will be there. I know you're going to give me a new mother and a spiritual family. Manda was a fighter. She had been causing trouble in the satanic meeting since she was little. I know I didn't come to Pensacola just to complete an assignment. I believe it was you who broke the car's transmission and made my friend sick so she could not go in with me. I believe it was you who brought me my spiritual mother, Jan, because of my prayers to you as a child. Now please show me how I can be free of my life in Satanism and be free from my satanic lineages and ranks. I don't want to live my life in the brotherhood or in the family. I want you and your kingdom. I want my kids and people to become children of God, too. Please help us. I want to worship you without choking and being sick and going into trances. Thank you and goodbye. Pray this with me, Jan. I'm not sure how to do it myself. To your, our God, Jesus. Get it to him some way. Always, I love you. Miss Amanda did not know at the time she wrote it. God heard it. God heard her heart as a child. God helped her. Most of them would die, but they would go to heaven. God sent me to many satanic meetings to take them before they were sacrificed. I stood in flames to help them get saved and take them out of their body. I stopped knives so people would believe. I stood and cast out devils in satanic meetings spiritually. Never left my home. God was working in hearts and minds. Amanda was drawing closer and wanted what he offered that she heard through Steve Hill, that she experienced in the Brownsville revival, which has ended. But you can still get touched on YouTube. It's still there. You can hear Steve Hill's pleas. You could see the atmosphere of God. And he'll come right through your YouTube channel, right through your phone, right through your computer. He is not far from any of us. This prayer for help was from an oppressed spirit in Satanism. God was working. He was fulfilling Isaiah 61 and 62 in her life. He was reaching beyond the darkness of her heart. He was sending light in and love through Pastor Deborah. I knew that at the time. I knew what I was called to do, and I was willing to be a soldier and be on the front lines spiritually. So here, in this prayer, in this episode of the Love Is Here podcast show, A Voice of Light in the Darkness, I wanted you to hear this with me. And you'll have a couple of other things before we get into the teaching. We've been working through Isaiah 61 and the oppressed spirit, and I hope to get to some of that today. Here in this episode. But I wanted to come. I was recording with this wonderful video from Pixabay. I wanted to use it for this prayer. Because this prayer from Amanda came out of her darkness. Her dark side was up and her light side. The satanic side and the Christian side. Her boyfriend. Remember Owl's story? That was her boyfriend. She loved him. She knew him as a child. All of them have dark side and light side parts. They're all multiple personalities, tormented. You're going to hear some great stories from a young lady named Candy and Andrea later about this. And you'll see the power of God, how he moves inside of us. So be encouraged. You keep watching the rest of this podcast, this episode, and learn more. I'll see you as you listen. Bye-bye.
Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and welcome to the wonderful podcast show of the Hidden Kingdoms entitled Love Is Here, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. I want to take you into the world that I live in, the world of the living scriptures, into the very heart of a wonderful Father. We have been working through Isaiah 61, which were Pastor Deborah's foundational pillars about you and him and a heart he had for you, his purposes and his eternal goals once you and him got reconnected. So we're going to pick up here in this next episode, episode number 20 of Love Is Here, the podcast show, A Voice of Light in the Darkness. We're going to pick up with Isaiah 61, verse 7, which we've been working through. Isaiah 61, foundational scriptures to help you understand yourself from a different perspective, from a heart of a loving Father, and the mess that you have become, and how it needs to be cleaned up. And then, after you're cleaned spiritually, what kind of new clothes you get, what things you'll be doing, and where you'll be going. We've just finished a couple of deep poems, letters to Pastor Deborah, voices out of the darkness that I wanted you to hear. And at the end of these scriptures today, I'm going to read you a poem that was inspired to me, Pastor Deborah, from the Holy Spirit, called You Have Been Found. So I want to pick up right now in episode number 20 with Isaiah 61, verse 7, and let's see how far we get. But before we open up the Word of God to you, the scriptures, let's open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, the cross that made a bridge for us, for your love that we are learning about in Isaiah 61, and your purposes for us, and how these prophetic words can still affect us today. We thank you for your great love, for your sacrifice of your only Son, Christ Jesus, so that all of humanity could pass through him to you. We thank you that you are at work all around the world, even now, and your word is producing fruit, for it will never come back to you void, unfulfilled. It will do what you sent it to do, and it is still doing it today, this moment, this hour, in the lives of humanity. Thank you for giving us Isaiah, the prophet in the Old Testament, and helping him to write out what you spoke to him about, the prophetic words you gave him, the hope for all of humanity. So thank you for being with us even now, here on this podcast show, and each and every day. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, we're picking up in Isaiah 61, verse number 7. Now you're going to hear an amplified version because I put the word spiritual in front of just about every word. It helps me to really understand the Word of God because the Word of God are words of spirit and life. They are for your spiritual being, you, the forever person. It is truth and light to it, but it comes through humanity, so we have to pay attention. Truth and light can come through symbols, cartoons, ancient history, legends, our culture, our tradition. It can come through fairy tales, movies, music. It can come through dreams and visions. It will come when we are in darkness, when we are in ignorance, and we do not know the eternal truth that we need to know. So here in verse 7, let's pick up Isaiah 61. For your spiritual shame, you little one, you shall have double. Double what? Good question. And for your spiritual confusion, you, little one, shall spiritually rejoice in your spiritual land, your mind and your heart of your spirit and your soul. And you shall possess spiritually the double. Double what? Everlasting, spiritual joy shall spiritually be unto them. God was saying right there in verse number 7, you have some spiritual shame on you, in you, about you. And you need some double help, maybe? Double cleansing? Double relief? And you have some spiritual confusion that needs to be cleared up. And when that happens, you are going to spiritually rejoice in your spiritual heart, in your forever person, in your mind and heart, and even in your helpmate, your soul, that part of you in your biological brain that has emotions, feelings, that is really a person hidden away with memories and thoughts and feelings that expresses itself and is affected by your physical body. And he says, for these things that you have shame, confusion, you're going to get some double something. And he says it's going to be everlasting spiritual joy shall spiritually be unto you. If that is not a good word and words of encouragement, you're not listening or paying attention. Verse number 8. For I, the Lord, the Heavenly Father, love spiritual judgment. What that means is he is a judge of the universe. He looks at you, the victim, and sees that you have shame and confusion. And he makes a judgment that you need something. You've been violated. You've been stolen, trafficked, kidnapped, fallen into darkness and ignorance. And he brings a verdict that says you will have spiritual everlasting joy shall be unto you for these things. Verse 8, for I, the Lord, the Heavenly Father, love spiritual judgment. I hate spiritual robbery for burnt spiritual offerings. When you pray to him, you give thanks. You offer money, time, service. He says those are just burnt spiritual offerings. They are nothing. You are really robbing me because your spirit is not doing it. Your physical body may be doing it. Your soul, your helpmate may be doing it, but not your spirit. He's after your spirit because he is a spirit and he wants you to worship him, hear him, offer spiritual offerings to him, not earthly, not soulish. And he goes on and says in verse 8, and I will spiritually direct your spiritual work. Your what? Your offerings, your blessings, your prayers, your intercessions. He calls them your spiritual offerings. He said, I will direct that work in spiritual truth and light. And I will spiritually make a spiritual, everlasting, spiritual covenant, legal contract with you. He wants to come into partnership with you. He wants you and him to have a legal, binding contract, spirit to spirit, father with child, a king with his servant. And he is saying, this is all a part of my judgment for your condition of having shame and dishonor and for confusion and for offering to me and robbing me of my true offerings that I desire. Verse number 9. And there, that means yours, spiritual seed, he says, your spiritual children, your spiritual works, your spiritual words and deeds shall be spiritually known among the spiritual Gentiles. That means those who do not yet believe in, nor have a relationship with him. And their spiritual offspring, the Gentiles, will also come to know about you and my gifts to you. All that spiritually see you, he says, shall spiritually acknowledge you, so that they will say about you that you are the spiritual seed which the Lord has spiritually blessed. He will bless you so others can see him and they can recognize he is the blessor. And you are his spiritual seed, his child, and you are blessed. Verse number 10. I, the spiritual man, in a dirt body, will greatly spiritually rejoice in the Lord. My soul, this is what you will say, shall be spiritually joyful in my God. He's looking for a spiritual response from you, from your spiritual person, and from your soul. For he, this God, this judge, who has cleaned me up, blessed me, come into contract with me, so that everybody will know that I'm his spiritual seed. For he has spiritually clothed, covered me with the spiritual garments of spiritual salvation. He, the Lord, has spiritually covered, clothed me, the forever person, and its soul, the helpmate, with the spiritual robe of spiritual righteousness. Now, what that looks like is he's going to give us an earthly example. For when you look out of your biological eyes, or you listen with your ears, there are shadows that we can see the spiritual. But you have to know that to look. So here's what our spiritual robe of spiritual righteousness will look like. He says, it's as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments. Beautiful, glorious, handsome, righteous, glistening, glittering. And as a bride adorns herself with jewels. Go look at some marriages. Look at the bridegroom. Look at the bride. Look back in ancient history at the kings, the emperors, the queens. Go look and see how beautiful the clothes are, the jewelry, the rings. And you will begin to understand what a spiritual robe of spiritual righteousness is. Verse 11. For as the earth brings forth her bud, plants, flowers, trees, and as the garden causes the things that are in it, that are planted in it, sown in it, to spring forth, come forth, so the Lord God will spiritually cause spiritual righteousness and praise from you to spiritually spring forth before all the nations and people. You will be a helpmate to God. Your spiritual blessings, your white robe of spiritual righteousness, you're getting cleaned up from your rags, you becoming a light of truth and knowledge, for your shame and dishonor, you will become a beautiful ornament, a jewel, a glorious creature. And it will be as a praise for all nations to look at as you spring forth, as you come forth in voice, words, and deeds before all the nations and the people. God has a plan for your life, but you must first come to an altar, to a cross, get cleaned up, get the dirt off, take a bath, change your clothes. You need to become a whole new person. Spiritual reincarnation, rebirth, and then get redressed in beautiful clothes. Be anointed, and then go forth so that others can see about Him and what He wants to do in their lives. So that ends Isaiah 61. We were a mess, and we were told about that in the very first scriptures. We were told the plans for our life to get us cleaned up, bring light to us, so the Gentiles, others who do not yet know Him, can see the blessings in our lives. And then we will come forth as a beautiful plant with flowers, maybe like a rose. And we will have a sweet smell to us, beauty and fragrance. And we will be laid out before all the people of all the nations for them to see Him and what His work looks like in a person's life. The nations and the people will look at you spiritually to see, we used to know her or him. He was so dark and ignorant. Now look at that voice. He's a voice of light in our darkness. So you continue to listen. We've got to work through Isaiah 62, verses 1 through 12. Then we should get back to the oppressed spirit. So I want to stop with Isaiah 61 right here. And I want to read to you an inspired poem that was written to me by the Holy Spirit. It's called You Have Been Found. I used to send this out. It is on the website of www.godbelove.is/here, and you'll hear it. It was inspired by the Heavenly Father Himself to me in 2001. To someone who has been crying silently in the dark. You spiritually felt the draw of something you knew not. You spiritually listened to spiritual words that you could not understand. You spiritually fought and fought against the spiritual pull. Yet, you were spiritually drawn by something and someone you spiritually knew not. You spiritually kept listening, watching, thinking, and then you spiritually knew. You spiritually needed what it was that was drawing you, calling you, speaking to you in the darkness. Then you found the hand in the dark and reached for it, and it found you. Now you spiritually know that you have been found in the darkness. You have been spiritually heard. The other spiritual hand is so big, so strong, so warm. so soft. And it has a voice of a mother, a shepherd. Your spiritual heart and mind feels safe now. You feel as a child again, safely cuddled in safe arms of agape love. You feel the spiritual touch of agape love without pain or fear. You feel a spiritual touch of Him who says He loves you just as you are and has a plan for your life. You like the spiritual touch of His hands and the words of a mother's love. You spiritually need the hands to hold you and the words to love you. Yes, sweetie, you have been found. Yes, you have been found. Yes, sweetie, you have been found. Yes, little one, you have been found. Love to you from your spiritual heavenly father and your spiritual mother, Pastor Deborah. And I want to end it right here. With you come and you listen to these podcasts. You reach out in the spirit to me. You reach out to me on LinkedIn. You reach out. I'm here. And we'll pick up in the next episode with Isaiah 62 and some more poems and some more letters about you out there in the darkness. Okay, I'll see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.